Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit for today, helping you prepare for the test of English for international communication. And in today's program, we're going to talk about a conversation that Mandy and Vincent and Olivia are having on how to make their factory more eco-friendly.
Wow. So we've got two ladies and a guy. We're going to talk about how you can make a factory more eco-friendly or more earth-friendly, you could say. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through the dialogue and then be back to talk about it. The purpose of today's meeting is to discuss ways to make our factory more sustainable. Vincent has been looking into a few options for us.
Thanks, Mandy. As I see the situation, some of these possibilities are quite expensive. However, I think we can all agree that having a greener, more energy-efficient factory is the right thing to do.
Absolutely. In any case...The government's new policies on energy use are coming into effect at the start of 2019. We need to be proactive and make these changes. Otherwise, it'll cost us more in the long run.
That's also true. Well, one of the most obvious things we can do is install solar panels on the factory roofs. We should be able to get about 30% of our electricity that way.This handout shows all the figures.
Let's look over the figures and include this option in our final report. Any other ideas or suggestions?
I think we should take a look at all of our machines and see which ones need to be replaced. Many newer machines are more energy efficient.
That's a good idea. In addition to energy, we should take a look at our water usage.Reducing this will also make our factory more sustainable.
Excellent suggestions. We also need to examine how we dispose of wastewater.
The time has now arrived, everybody, for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Now, remember, as we said at the beginning, this is a conversation between Mandy, Vincent, and Olivia. They work for a company, and they're trying to figure out some ways to make their factory more eco-friendly. Of course, you would want to make your company more eco-friendly for a couple of reasons. Maybe you want to save money. Who wouldn't want to do that? Make your factory more energy efficient so you can increase your profits. But also, you might want to be better for the surrounding environment, to not pollute the environment, and maybe your government has some regulations.That you need to meet, and if you don't meet those regulations, you'll have to pay a fine or something like that. So there are various reasons why you want to make your factory more eco-friendly. I could also say more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, so it's not harmful to the environment. That's what eco-friendly means. So the purpose of today's meeting, says Mandy, sounds like she's like perhaps the meeting leader.Maybe she's got the highest position at the office. We don't know. The purpose of the meeting, what was their intent, is to discuss ways to make our factory more sustainable. If something's sustainable, it means it's able to be maintained at a certain rate or level. You don't want to use everything up.We want to kind of find a sustainable type of energy, right? So if we use fossil fuels or gas or petroleum, one day those things will run out. So they're trying to find things that will make their factory more sustainable. Vincent, who has joined the meeting there, has been looking into a few options or choices for us, and he goes ahead and tells Mandy what those are.
Okay, so Vincent offers his opinion here. Of course, he's polite and says thank you to Mandy. So he begins, as I see the situation, or at least according to my viewpoint, some of these possibilities are quite expensive. And he's talking about some of the possibilities of making their factory more sustainable. So there are various things they can do. Those are the possibilities, the things they might possibly consider, but he sees them as being quite expensive. They're going to cost a lot of money. The company is going to actually lose money instead of save money. But he goes on to say, however, I think we can all agree that having a greener, more energy efficient factory is the right thing to do. So indeed, if you have a greener factory, it's going to be more energy efficient or it's going to be more eco-friendly. That's a good thing. We can all agree with that, even though this is going to be a little expensive. But who knows, maybe in the long run, we'll actually end up saving money. And he goes on to say it's going to be more energy efficient, or it's going to be a more energy efficient factory, a factory that doesn't use so much energy. It doesn't have to use coal or gasoline or things like that. It can use less energy and maybe even use some alternative sources like wind power or solar energy, stuff like that.
Yeah, so if you're efficient, you're using the least amount that you need to get something done.Olivia is a new voice. She says, absolutely. She agrees with what he just said. In any case, no matter what, the government's new policies on energy use are coming into effect. If something comes into effect, it means it's starting to be used, or it's a law that you now have to follow. You can't just ignore. So the new policies on energy use are going to come into effect at the start of 2019, which means it's 2018 now. You don't have to follow those policies, but once 2019 hits, you're going to have to start following the government's new policies. Usually, if you don't follow policies, the government will fine you, which means you have to pay some money because you're not obeying something. So she's kind of warning everybody that we better do something because pretty soon it will be mandatory or it will be something you must do. You can't just choose to be eco-friendly. You must be eco-friendly. She says we need to be proactive and make these changes. If you hear someone describe someone else as being proactive, it means they go ahead and do action that needs to be done without waiting for someone else to tell them. She says otherwise, it'll cost us more in the long run. If they make the change now, it's going to be cheaper for them. In the short term or the short run, it'll be more expensive, but in the long run, it will be cheaper. Otherwise, what does that mean, Tom?
Otherwise, well, you know, I could try to explain this in English or Chinese, but I think I'm going to just say in Chinese, 否则. That's what otherwise means, 否则. It's that simple. But I guess since we're supposed to be explaining everything in English here, I should say that, well, if we're talking about different situations, different from the one I'm talking about, then we would use the word otherwise. Okay, so otherwise, if we don't make those changes, it will cost us more in the long run. So we got to think in terms of the long term to save money over a long period of time instead of just the short period of time. And Vincent agrees with that. Vincent says that's also true. And then Vincent goes on to say, well, one of the most obvious things we can do is install solar panels on the factory roofs. Okay, so their discussion involves various choices they have for making their factory more eco-friendly. So they've got lots of possibilities. And Vincent mentions one possibility here. Putting solar panels on the factory roofs. Now, because solar panels are kind of specialized machines, you need to have experts set them up. So we do use the word install. If you've just bought a new house, for example, but it's really hot in the summer, you're going to have someone come over and install an air conditioner. But in this particular case, they're going to install solar panels. Solar means having to do with the sun, like a solar eclipse. For example, which happened last year in the United States. And a panel, of course, is something kind of flat. You might put panels on your walls or something in
your house. Wood paneling, yeah.
Wood paneling, indeed. So these are solar panels. Basically, they're just these flat kind of black things that absorb energy from the sun and they convert it into electricity. Yes, if you've got a big factory roof that's just sitting there doing nothing, what the heck? Put some solar panels up there. Although the solar panels are quite expensive and I understand they require lots and lots of water and other energy and resources to build them. So you need to consider this carefully.
Vincent goes on to say we should be able to get about 30% of our electricity that way. And then he says this handout shows all the figures. A handout is a piece of printed information. Usually there are people standing along sidewalks and roads here in Taiwan that will give you something, right? It could be called a handout or a flyer. So it's a piece of information that he's talking about, printed information. And he says that that piece of paper that he's got, the handout, shows all the figures, the dollar amounts and some of the figures that he's been talking about in terms of how much the panels cost, how much electricity they produce, what they could save, things like that.
Exactly. So that means he's done his homework there.
Yeah.
So that's going to help them reach a decision on how to make their factory more energy efficient. And Mandy says, as we said, Mandy is leading the meeting here. She says, let's look over the figures and include this option in our final report. So yes, we'll all look over the figures on the handout that Vincent has provided. We'll check that out and we'll take this into consideration as to whether we're going to install solar panels on the roofs of the factory. And then she asks, any other ideas or suggestions? Yes, that's an informal way of asking this. She could say, are there any other ideas or suggestions? Or does anyone have any other ideas or suggestions?
Right. So Vincent continues. He says, I think we should take a look at all of our machines and see which ones need to be replaced. I had an air conditioner in my apartment that was quite old, and it just used more and more electricity just to get it to run. And when I finally bought a new air conditioner and had it installed, I saved a lot of money. My bill was almost 6 times higher with the old air conditioning unit.
So that's a lot.
Sometimes you need to look at your machines if they're old and they're not running very well. They need to be replaced because the older they get, the more energy they require to even function.
Indeed. So this is the case sometimes with machines. They're more energy efficient if you replace them. But I'm sure Vincent also has to provide some figures here as to how much new machines are going to cost and then how much money they're going to save and how long it's going to be until these costs kind of balance out and then they can actually start saving money. If it takes maybe 20, 30 years or something for that to happen, it may not be worth it to replace the machines. But if it happens sooner, then certainly get some new machines. Now, Olivia here says that's a good idea. And she goes on to say, in addition to energy, we should take a look at our water usage. So there are lots of things to consider when you want to make your factory more energy efficient. Yes, save the energy, but also maybe conserve water. Take a look at your water usage. And here we've got the word usage, which is from the verb to use, basically referring to how you use your water. Are you wasting water? Are you recycling water? Are you contributing to water pollution in the local area? These are some questions you might want to consider.
Yeah, when I see usage, I often think of the phrase grammar usage. If you have textbooks, you'll often see grammar usage, how to use grammar. So usage is something you'll see quite often. Reducing this will also make our factory more sustainable. So if you reduce something, you lessen it, so you're not using as much. I agree with that. So Mandy wraps up the meeting by saying excellent suggestions. We also need to examine how we dispose of wastewater. Wastewater is dirty water that's been used before. It is important to use that well if you can. Sometimes you can't drink it. It's too dirty to be, you know, put into a human body, but maybe you can feed that wastewater to your plants. That's possible. Sometimes you can do that. If you dispose of something, that's another way to say get rid of. get rid of something, dispose of something. Dispose is a little bit more formal than, say, getting rid of something. So you throw it away, give it away, sell it to someone else. You can, there are lots of ways to dispose of waste or wastewater. If we dispose of waste in our apartments, we're just throwing out our garbage. That's another way to say that as well.
Or you could dispose of your enemies. For example, if you're trying to win an election or something like that and you just don't want anybody to compete with you, just dispose of your enemies.
You mean kill them?
Well, you could do that, or you could eliminate them by, you know, having a trumped-up charge against them, have them arrested, make their candidacy illegal or something like that. But usually in this particular case, if you dispose of someone, you kill them, like the mafia might do to their enemies or something like that. But
or dispose of the body.
That's
right. You know, how to get rid of a body of a person that you killed, yeah.
Indeed. And we don't want to give anybody any suggestions there.
No.
But in this particular case, yes, they want to get rid of the wastewater. The easiest way is just to dump it in a local stream, but you can't do that. That will pollute the water. Mm-hmm. Fishermen will complain and stuff like that. You could handle it inside the factory, maybe evaporate the water and then keep the dirty stuff behind and handle it that way or something. Mm. I'm sure there are different ways of disposing of wastewater. Okay, that brings us to the end of the discussion portion of our lesson for today. We'll be back in just a second to have some extra dialogues and a discussion question.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是跟多益的文章主题有关，要谈制造业的永续绿能这方面应该怎么做。好，提到这个片语 eco-friendly， 我们知道 eco 是代表生态， eco-friendly 也就是要对生态有利的友善的环境。怎么做呢？这跟你使用的能源有关。那这边对话内容的一开头就说他们其实是在开会，而这个会议的目的就是要谈怎么让工厂能更加永续的发展。好，永续发展这个字很重要， sustainable， sustainable 我们知道它从动词 sustain 过来的， sustain， S-U-S-T-A-I-N。 好，那我们来看这个会议的开头由 Mandy 开场，接下来 Vincent 就要告诉大家有些什么做法。他说到要做绿能，要做永续发展，可能是要花钱的。不过虽然说花钱啊，他觉得大家还是会赞成应该要这样做，要有更绿化更节能的工厂。好， green 这个字，绿化的意思也就是包括像节能减碳这样的行为，让环境更好。 More energy efficient 讲的就是节能。怎么做呢？好， Olivia 他就说了，不管怎么样，其实现在政府呢，他有一些有利于能源利用的新政策，他就会在2019年初开始实施。他提到这一点 come into effect， 我们注意到这个片语就是实施，一个政策的实施开始生效。那他说我们呢要很主动积极的做改变，而长远来看呢，其实虽然一开始花钱，但是最后如果你不改变会花更多钱。好，我们注意到这个片语 in the long run， in the long run 意思就是表示最后 eventually at last finally， 也就是到最后的结果又是如何。那我们来看 Vincent， 他就说了确实是这样的，我们现在不做以后会后悔，现在不花钱以后要花更多的钱。那我们怎么办才好呢？他提出来的就是可以装什么 solar panels， solar panels 讲的就是太阳能板，在屋顶上装了太阳能板就可以呢得到差不多 30% 的电力。好，他提出了这个数字，而在 handout 也就是他发的这个文件里头上面都有列出这些数字来。 figure 这个字本来就代表数字，当然它有另外一个解释，是代表一个人的身形，一个人长的身材的样子。好，不过这边是指数字， 再来 ,Mandy 就附和着说，我们呢看一看这些数字，还要把这个选项呢放到我们最后的报告里面。那就请问大家啦， Any other ideas or suggestions? 这个当然我们常常说，当你要提问，请大家想想有没有什么好的意见，就会这样来说。诶，那 Vincent 就继续回答了。嗯，首先我们要看看机器的部分。其实有些机器应该可以被 replaced， 应该要更替替换了，因为你知道新的机型反而更能够 energy efficient， 换了机器之后让机器本身更节能。这一点当然 Olivia 也同意，所以他说 That's a good idea。 那除了说能源问题之外， Olivia 他还讲到还有一个方面，就是 water， 跟水有关， water usage， 我们怎么样用水的，我们的用水量究竟如何。他提到了 reducing thisWill also make our factory more sustainable. 我们知道有些指示词像 this， 它指的是什么？指的就是前面说的 water usage。 如果我们把用水量降低了，那就可以让我们的工厂更永续发展。好，我们前面已经提过永续，这边又用了第二次，这个字一定要记得。那最后呢， Mandy 就感谢大家提了这么棒的建议。那他又说咯，我们还得要检查我们是怎么样排放废水这一部分的问题。好，作为结语，这里当然不是真的结论，不过我们留意到他句子里面用到的这个动词 dispose， dispose 本来就是处理丢弃，但是如果你要再加受词丢弃什么，后面一定要接续一些词的 of， dispose of something。 好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, everybody, it's time for some extra dialogues and a discussion question. Now, it's also quite interesting here because the extra dialogues are being given to us by the original people in today's conversation. We've got, okay, Mandy, Vincent, and Olivia. So here's the first dialogue. You be Mandy.
Okay, so do you have any further recommendations?
Yes, I've prepared a PowerPoint presentation that goes into more details on some of our options.
Okay, I wanted to mention here, further recommendations, further and farther with an A are completely different words, right? So farther means actual distance, literal distance. Here is just more, something that's more. So do you have additional recommendations, you could say? And Vincent has prepared a nifty PowerPoint presentation that he shows more details on some of the options within the file. Guys, I teach a lot of business people and they often say, I'm going to send you a PPT. No.PPT is short for PowerPoint. That's runty. That's software. You have to say a PowerPoint file or a PowerPoint slide. But please don't say, I'm going to send you or let me give you a look at the PPT. No, it has to be a PowerPoint slide or file. Be careful with that here.
I think that's a local lingo. Of course, you're free to say it however you want to amongst yourselves. But if you're talking to a foreign client, they probably aren't going to understand, no, what you mean when you say PPT. So, yes, if you're talking to someone from London or from New York or Toronto, please say PowerPoint presentation. So he's got a PowerPoint presentation that has more details on some of the other options, some of the other choices that they have for making their factory more energy efficient. Mm. Now, let's go on to the next conversation.
Okay.
Olivia has something to say.
I'm interested in finding out what other factories in our industry are doing.
I came across some case studies as part of my research. I'll email everyone about them after the meeting.
Oh, that's great. So case studies are when people do research on a particular topic and then have an example. A case study usually involves specific companies and their experience with something. So a case study is really useful if you're trying to get some information to support a decision that you're trying to make. Case studies.Yeah.
Right. Why think of everything yourself? Just see what everybody else is doing,
sure.
And maybe you can use some of their ideas or help them come up with your own ideas, etc. And Olivia has the first word in the next conversation.
So, what's the next step?
We have a month to prepare an overall proposal for the board of directors.So what's a board of directors? Well, when you have a really big company, especially a multinational company or an international company, they have a CEO, but above the CEO, there are a group of people who get to vote on who the CEO is. So they have even more power than the CEO. They don't run the company day to day, but they do have a lot of input into company stock and who's going to actually be running the company. So that's a board of directors.
An overall proposal is just general, all their ideas put together, and perhaps at the end they would actually make some suggestions as to what they think would be the best solution. The board of directors probably wants them to do a little bit more than just offer suggestions.
Okay, we've got one more discussion question we got to get in.
Sure.
Do you think your home is energy efficient, Tom?
No, the place I live in is at least 40 years old, so it's probably not very energy efficient. It probably should actually be totally torn down and rebuilt. I think a lot of houses in the world are like this these days. And some examples would be the walls are probably made out of concrete or something. They probably don't hold cold air in the summer, and they don't keep warm air in the summer. So, yes, there's probably windows that lose energy all over the place as well. The wiring is probably pretty old as well. How about your house?
I'm in an apartment building. It's pretty new. I think the only thing I can really control are the appliances. So I have a new air conditioner. And my refrigerator is fairly new. I bought it about 5 years ago. And it was energy efficient. It had one of those little stickers on it when I bought it. But it's pretty good. It keeps the cold air inside my apartment. Sometimes I come home from work after a whole day being outside. And it's still fairly cool inside my apartment. So I'm happy with it. Maybe you guys can check out your own home, see if you can improve the energy efficiency of your apartments where you live. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.